Today's Shir in Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Mem Zayin Omud Aleph. We still are in Siman Lamed Beis. It's a long Siman dealing a lot with technical details of the parchment of the Tefillin and the writing of the Tefillin. And we're in the middle of Sif Yud Ches. We start at the very top of the page where the Mechaber continues to tell us some of the dinim of the various letters. And he writes, V'reish, if you have the letter Reish, Sha'asaw Kimin Dalis, that you extended the top part too much that it looks like a Dalit instead of a Reish. Yesh Lahachmir, V'lomar Delo Sagi, Kishayigror Hayorech Levad, O Hagag Levad. V'yachzor V'yachtevenu Kimin Reish. As we had previously learned, it's not allowed for one to go and erase in a letter to make it look like another letter. That is called chak tochos, and that is no good. It has to be ksiva. So if you have a letter that was supposed to be a resh, but it was made like a dalet, to just erase the top part and round out the top part, that's not allowed because that's not called ksiva. But here he's telling us, the Mechaber is telling us, that one should be machmir, and when they erase it, they have to erase the entire letter. You can't just erase the top part or the side part of the letter Dalet, but you have to erase the whole thing. You can't just erase part of it and then write the resh. Mishum de bein hagag u bein hayorech nasu bepisul, because the two sides, the top and the side, were both made incorrectly. They were made when they were psul. You had the letter Dalet there. Therefore, Hilkoch Tzorich Ligro Shneim. So therefore, the Mechaber says one should be Machmir and erase the entire letter, essentially, both the right side where the Dalet comes down, the top part where the Dalet goes across. Not enough to just take off the corner and erase the square part and make it into a rounded Reish part, but you have to, can't even just erase one top part or one bottom part, but you have to erase the entire letter. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nayin Vav says the Reish over here is what we were talking about, but he says the same thing would apply or a Vav, Shaso Kimin Reish, or a Reish that was not supposed to be a Reish, it was supposed to be a Vav, but you rounded off the top too much and you now have something going horizontally. The Cholki Haigavna, or anything else like this, Shinase Bechsiva Echos, which as we pointed out at the end of yesterday's share, the Mishnah Berurah holds that anything done with one stroke, the whole thing is done Bipsul, and you have to erase the entire one stroke part of the letter that you did. In Sivkot Nayin Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you made the resh into something like a dalet, kimin dalas, v'uhadin begago shel kof pshuta, the same thing would apply with the roof, the top part of a kof, shaso rochov, until you made it too wide, ashenira kedalas a resh. You had made it in a way that it looks like a dalet or a resh. So you have a chav sofis over here that has been elongated so it looks more like a dalet or a resh. And he tells us to look in the Bir Halacha where this is discussed more. And then he tells us, v'hasofrim nichsholim b'zeh b'avonoseinu harabim, that this is a very common mistake that even good sofrim make. Certainly sofrim who aren't trained properly can easily make these mistakes and then try to erase the part that was written properly. And this would lead to a psul and making the entire parchment no good. The Ber Heitev in Os Lamed explains this further, and he says, Rotzalomar, this is what we really learned yesterday, Ki ksivas hamem psucha hi bebeis ksivos. When we said yesterday that you can erase only the vav part of the mem, the left side part of the mem, and you don't have to erase the right-sided nun part of the mem because it was written with two strokes. La'afuke bereish, as opposed to a reish over here, shaso kein dalet, that you made into a dalet, the bepam echod nichtov hakol bepsul. When you wrote the entire thing with one stroke, and therefore tzorich legaro kulo, you have to erase all of it. As mentioned, the Bir Halacha on this has much more detail and other shitos on this as well. Ayin Sham. The Menachabi now talks about a new halacha, v'yem nidbeka oslios, if the two letters are connected to each other. No space in between them. We learned previously that you need to have hekef gvil, that you have to have each letter totally surrounded by parchment. So here two of the letters are attached to each other, touching each other, and he says, bein kodem shetigomer, bein achar shenigbara, whether this attachment of the two letters was while you were drawing the letter, so you had one letter there, and as you're drawing the second letter, before you finish writing the second letter, it somehow becomes attached in some way, connected in some way to the first letter, and certainly bein achar shenigbara, and certainly after the two letters were completely written, if they somehow become attached to each other, there's an extra little bit of ink that was pulled over, and it attaches one to the other, puzzle. This letter is no good. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nayin Ches writes and explains that when we're talking about here that it was finished, shenigmara, the letters were written, ha'oz ba'arko kiroi, it was written in its length properly. If you're going to kosav, for example, tevas lo, lamid vav, if you wrote the word lo, v'nidba kavov, and somehow the vav became attached at its end, b'kotzeu lahalamid. So the two are connected to each other, or v'chol kayotze, was there anything similar to this, v'afilu negia kodu, and any little bit of touching, shalo nishtanis ayidei ze'os mitzurasa, but it doesn't affect the appearance of the os. Anybody will be able to see that this is a lamid and this is a vav, they're just connected. Nevertheless, afilu hachi posul, this is no good, this is a psul, v'ba'inun shei ha'os mukav gvil, every letter has to be totally surrounded by parchment, and this doesn't satisfy that requirement. Furthermore, if the letters stretched one into the other because of the moistness of the ink, it ran a little bit, which is explained by the bottom as nozel, it flows or it moves a little bit, and it appears that they're connected now. However, but you can actually still see a little space in between them, so they aren't really connected, then this is kosher. Even though they look like they're much closer than they should be, but as long as there's a space in between them, they're still considered kosher. But if the letters are in fact touching, even if it was originally written without them touching, but then because the ink flowed, you turned the parchment a little bit and a little bit of ink flowed, and now they're touching, then they are posel, because it needs to be mukaf gvil, and it's not. Dishu note 114 points out that this is true, that you need this mukaf gvil, even if it originally was good, but if at any point in time they become connected, so then this din applies and it's not kosher. He brings down the Mishnah Berurah, that is, brings down several other references and points to other places where this halacha is discussed as well. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'im nimtza dibuk bein os la'os kishotziu sefer Torah l'kriya. If you were to find such a connection between the letters when you take out a sefer Torah and you're reading from it, so he says, these halachas will be discussed in Simon Kuf Mem Gimel and in the Mishnah Berurah over there. Dishu note 115 has this discussion over here, and points out, im nidduku ha'osos b'chol arkun, if the letters are connected along their entire side, or afilu nidduku miksoson elish nishtana yidei zetzuras os, or even if they're only partially connected but it changes the appearance of the letter, then you need a new sefer Torah. However, im hadivuk eno b'chol arach ha'os, if it's not along the entire os, it's just a part of it, and the appearance of the letters has not been changed, so then, im hadivuk b'sof os, if it's at the very end, v'ief sholosakno, when you're not able to change it, for example, it's Shabbos, or it's too difficult on a weekday to go get somebody, then b'dievet mutu l'kros bo'kach, you could read it like this. However, im hadivuk b'tchilas os, if it's at the beginning of a letter, or in the middle of the letter, t'hainu, so therefore the rest of the letter was not written properly. So there are those that are machmir over here and say that you should take out a new sefer Torah. There are those that are mekel, kivon shelo nishtanet zurasos, because it still looks like the letter, that's why they're mekel. And b'shas hadchak, one would be able to rely upon the mekilim, but certainly one should try and fix this if at all possible. And l'chatchila, if you have a choice, there's another sefer Torah, you shouldn't take out this sefer Torah because of the connection of the letters. Chabri then continues and says, V'im gorar v'hifrida kosher v'lo mikre chatochos. If you have the connection between the letters, and then you separate them by erasing, rubbing away the connection between them, and now the two letters are separate, that's perfectly kosher. And this is not called chok tochus, because this was perfectly originally there. As the Mechaber says, V'achashos atzmoy soksuva kisikuna. The original letter was written properly, as the way it's supposed to be, and only afterwards did it become incorrect. So here, there is no problem of erasing or rubbing out the connection, and this would be perfectly kosher. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Ayin Tes. The same din would apply, V'uadin im raglei ha'osios, o gagon v'emtson, magil esof, b'li hekev cloth. This would, the same thing would apply if the letter was written properly, but it stretched all the way till the end of the cloth on the side or at the bottom, and you don't have the mukaf gvil. So he says, Rashoy legorik tzas, as we had already discussed previously, you're allowed to erase a little bit of the bottom of the letter. The lo gorab midbid bakos laos, the mahani grira. This is no different than if you have two letters connecting each other, where grira, this rubbing away between the two letters to separate them, works. So too, at the end of the cloth, you can erase a little bit of the letter that's stretched all the way to the end of the cloth, and it would be perfectly good. Furthermore, here, we don't have a problem of lo kisidron for tefillin and mezuzos, which we normally do have, as we will learn, because you're not doing anything to the letter itself. The letter itself was there and recognizable. There's only a psul of mukaf gevil, lacking that mukaf gevil, and therefore it's not a problem of shalok kisidron.
And then he adds, "Vafilu ba'osios Hashem shenigmaru v'dibukin lamata rasher legror." This means that even if the osios of the name of Hashem are connected in this fashion, shenigmaru v'dibukin lamata, they're connected over here at the bottom. Also, under certain circumstances, rasher legror, you can erase them, and it's not a problem of erasing the shem. In the issue, footnote 116, he points out, "Imnasis hanegiya." If this was after it was already written, so the full shame of of Hashem has already been written, so then Bir Halacha later on is going to tell us in that situation, even if they're only connected on the bottom, that's still a problem because here the shame has already been fully written. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Pei tells us why it's not a problem of chak tochos in this situation. The connection between the two letters did not change the appearance of the letters. The letters still had, like for example, we said before, the lamed and the vav are connected. They still look like a lamed and a vav. If it were to change the appearance of the letter, the enatinok yochol lekrosa, and the child is not able to tell the difference between the letters anymore. And the kol shekein im nishtana letzura os acheres, and certainly if it looks like another letter, kigon vav shenidbak besofo lenun kifufa dibuk of sheniris kitzuras tes. If the letters are connected in such a way now that the vav looks like over here, it has a tzura now of a tes. And a young child who is of the child that we talked about, not too smart, not too ignorant over here, that he would not be able to tell the difference between the letters. A child like this who could tell the difference between the letters and would read this as a test. So then, lo mahani griyas adibuk bazeh. This type of a connection would not be acceptable to just erase this over here because they have a kemem shenistema umikre chak tochos. This would be like the mem that was a regular mem, that the little bottom part that was open was closed. Now it looks like a mem sofis. And if you erase this, that's called chak tochos. Alkein tzorich ligror gam hanun. And if you want to erase this, you have to erase the entire letter that was written incorrectly. Shigam hu nishtana mitzuroso, that was changed from its regular appearance. V'nifsal yedei adibuk. Now it became not kosher, it's no longer good, it's now puzzle because of the connection, and any other circumstances, the same thing would apply. If the letter's appearance was changed, you can erase part of it. You must erase the entire letter and rewrite it again. And as we pointed out many times already, this is as long as you haven't written any letters there afterwards, because if you've written letters there afterwards, you now have the problem by tefillin and mezuzos of shelo kisidron. The Mechaber did point out that if it was written originally correctly, then you can do the erasure over here. Kisikuna, Sif Katan Peyalat, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ubinof lo tipas dio, b'sif yud zayin. We had already discussed in Sif Yud Zayin, when a drop of ink falls over here, after nichtava mitchilo kisikuna, even though the letter was really written perfectly originally, and now the drop of ink fell upon it, and iskalkilo ayidea tipa veinu nikeres, and now the letter is no longer visible, it's not recognizable. Masha ein came bazeh. As opposed to over here, that was no good because the ink ruined the letter. Here, however, Masha ain came bazeh. Here, that's not the case. Here, the entire letter was recognizable before you erased it, and therefore it is good over here. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, Ulefize, according to this, Im kol orecha os devuka lechaverto, if along the entire side the two letters are connected, then lo mahani grira. That's no good because the letters aren't recognizable as being separate letters. However, he brings down the prichodosh meikol bazeh. The prichodosh says that this is acceptable. And in Dirshu note 117, he writes, this is based upon an Evin or Ezer, Sha'af im nidvika ha'os b'chol orka, he holds that as long as, even if it's on the entire length over here of the letter, they're connected, as long as each letter is still recognizable as a separate letter, a separate tzura sa'os, then erasing it is acceptable. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Ayin and the Shari Ephraim and the Nesiv Chaim who disagree. And Dirshu footnote 118 tells us that the Shari Ephraim writes, She'im nimtza dibo kozeh. If you find such a connection between two letters along the entire side, b'shas hakriya, while you're taking out a sefer Torah, he holds it's no good. Tzarich lohotzi sefer Torah acher, mishum shesover she'ein mo'il agrira. Because in this situation, we can't just erase the connection, you have to erase the entire letter. If you have to erase the entire letter, then it's not a kosher sefer Torah the way it is. And therefore, the Shari Ephraim would say that it's not good. He's machmir. And likewise, in the Siv Chaim, in Dirshu footnote 119, writes, Mo'ila Grira, such a erasure would be acceptable, not like the Bach. The Bach is machmir on this. And then he brings down that the Mishnah Berurah will tell us later on in Siman Kuf Mem Gimel, Shem Nidvaka Os Bechol Orcha, when the two are connected, two letters are connected along their entire side, then he paskins Tzorich Lahotzi Sefer Torah Acher, like the Shari Ephraim, and Mavur Sham Shalom Oila Grira there, erasing it would not be adequate. The Halacha Berurah paskins over here, the Ikar Kedirah Mekilim, the one can be Mekil in this situation, and this concludes today's shir.